On this Thanksgiving Day, it's natural for attention to turn to those with the least to give thanks for. Across Massachusetts today, large Thanksgiving meals are planned for the homeless and others in need. Those meals actually began yesterday.
We get a little turkey, a little stuffing, it's a crowd favorite, and a little bit of mashed potatoes and some gravy. So it's a good stuff.
Pat Plavin volunteers every year to help prepare the meal served by Goodwill in Boston.
To me, it's fantastic. It's a way to give back. I've been working with Goodwill since the late 90s, you know, to be able to come out and give a hand.
And many of the recipients of these meals are indeed giving thanks on this holiday. Evelyn Rodriguez was among the hundreds who turned out for the Goodwill dinner in Roxbury.
Thanksgiving's the best. But it's better to spend time with family and friends and watch the football game.
Many of the people served a meal at Goodwill in Roxbury yesterday are homeless. Doing away with chronic homelessness, beginning with homeless veterans, is the ambitious goal of Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. On this Thanksgiving Day, we checked in with the mayor on how that effort is going.
Well, we're working on in a couple of different areas. One is the veterans homelessness. We launched that. We will end veterans homelessness by the end of the year, chronic homelessness. The issue of homeless veterans continues to grow, but we're on pace to make sure that the time on a waiting list is very short. So we're working with private landowners and landlords to find housing. On the second piece, we're working on a model in some cases of housing first and really dealing with the ending chronic homelessness in the city of Boston. The family homelessness, we're working with that as well, but that generally is run through the shelter system on a statewide basis. And so we're looking at all aspects of homelessness. I don't think we're not making one a priority over another. We're trying to make sure that we address the issue of homelessness as a whole.
Just so I'm clear on this, are you going to meet your timetable? It's only 4 to 5 weeks away, taking care of veterans,
yes,
homelessness by the end
actually,
of the year?
We've actually housed more homeless folks than we identified early in the year. The issue now is how do we keep the list short? So, you know, we're obviously going to have homeless vets that are going to become homeless over the course of the next week and month and years ahead, but we want to be able to find them homes as soon as possible and have their wait times of finding a home very short.
Does there have to be another piece of that as well in terms of solving the homeless problem for veterans? Because veterans also need, many of them need job training, legal services, treatment for addiction. So there are other pieces to the puzzle, aren't there?
Yeah, there are many pieces to the puzzle. I mean, we're looking at a model of housing first and then get the wraparound services in the housing. And that's not just for the veterans. That's for chronically homeless people. I mean, there's a lot of challenges that people have. They don't wake up one morning and all of a sudden find themselves on the street. In most cases, there's some PTSD or there's some mental illness, some alcoholism, some depression. Some people just down in their luck. And we have to make sure that we give them the supports they need.
As you've been through the process in the last year of trying to deal with veterans' homelessness, what have you found the biggest obstacles are to ending chronic homelessness?
I think one of the things is finding enough locations for people to be housed. I mean, there's clearly a housing shortage in our city. We have 656,000 people living in our city. We have the largest population since the 1960s, so it's finding homes for people to be able to live in. And I think that's one of the things that when we launched a year ago, last October, we launched creation of 53,000 units of new homes. Some of that is for low income, and some of that would be obviously for homeless folks. So it really is about creating capacity, and that's one of the challenges that we have in our city is finding enough capacity to be able to house people. And again, this isn't just an issue of the veterans. This is an issue of families and individual homelessness. We have to figure out and find capacity.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition, and very happy Thanksgiving.
I want to wish everyone a blessed day. Enjoy it the best you can with your families and friends, and I look forward to seeing everyone during the holiday season.